one and only way to purity. As I said, the Buddhists are practicing to achieve perfect purity. Perfect purity is the freedom from all the defilements. That is the most pure state of human mind. That is nothing other than enlightenment. As I said, Buddha is known as awakened one because he has awakened himself from the deep sleep of ignorance. But ordinary human beings, we are still in the sleep of ignorance. Why it is said that ordinary human beings, we all have ignorance? It is because we really do not understand the real nature of this sentient existence. We think we know, but in fact we do not know. In order to break through this delusion and achieve enlightenment, we need a special tool. This dense darkness of delusion is so thick, it's very difficult for us to perceive through and penetrate through and see the light of wisdom. But in order to break through this delusion, we need a special tool, very special type of tool that we can develop. But the special tool is within us. This tool is nothing other than mindfulness. But our mindfulness is not developed. It's very, we have it as a seed, but it's not strong enough. So Buddhist meditation techniques leads you to make this tool a very strong type of tool so that you can use it in an effective way to break through the delusion and achieve enlightenment. So at the very beginning of the discourse on establishing mindfulness, the Buddha says, Ekayano ayam maggo sattanam visuddhiya soka pariddhavanam samatikkamaya dukkha domanassanam attangamaya nyayassa adhigamaya nibbanassa sacchikiriyaya yadidam chattaro satipatthana. Monks, this is the only way and the direct path that leads to eradicate all the kinds of sufferings, to achieve perfect wisdom and knowledge, to get rid of all the defilements and achieve perfect purity in the mind, to achieve enlightenment, Nibbana. What is this path? That is the development of mindfulness. In this discourse, in fact, Buddha teaches us how to develop mindfulness based on four areas. Taking your own body as subject field, how you can develop mindfulness. This is first category. Taking your own feelings as subject area, how you can develop mindfulness. This is the second area. Taking your mind itself, thoughts, as subject field, that you can develop mindfulness. And taking your mental objects as subject field, develop mindfulness. So here, the mindfulness is developed based on your own body and the mind. It has nothing to do with any other supernatural factors. So bodhicitta, the seed of enlightenment, is within us. But to achieve enlightenment, we need to develop this specific tool of mindfulness, and then we can use this mindfulness as a tool to break through the delusion. In the Noble Eightfold Path, in fact, Sammasati, the right mindfulness, is one of the factor. It is in fact the key factor for the enlightenment. We can recognize it as a key to enlightenment. Of course, there are many factors lead to this. But of course, it is the mindfulness that opens the door to enlightenment. Now, this is not a time to give you a very lengthy talk regarding this development of four aspects of mindfulness. But I will give you a very brief explanation. I have left 5 more minutes. Developing mindfulness related to your body. Here, in fact, developing anapanasati meditation or developing the mindfulness based on your breath, this is one of the very effective, very popular type of practice. This meditation is in fact the base meditation, the most important types of meditation. So one way that you can develop mindfulness is based on your breath. Sit for the meditation and develop the breathing in and out meditation. And this is one way that you can learn. Other than that, the Buddha, of course, recognized the body as a base for the development of mindfulness. And he says, Gate tite nisine sutte jagarite tunhi bhavi sampajanakariyoti. While you are walking, while you are sitting, lying down, or whatever the posture that you are, your body is, develop mindfulness based on that. Whatever the activities that you are doing, and when you are going forward or backward, when you eat food or take some drinks, having shower, or even when you go to the toilet, or even at that time, develop mindfulness based on your physical activities. You too can in fact use this, because here, mindfulness is to be developed every single moment. For example, you are having a cup of tea in the morning, or a cup of coffee. But most of the time, while we are having this tea or coffee, we are thinking a lot of things. We are not doing it mindfully. So if you can train yourself just one action a day, you know, starting from a cup of tea. I'm going to drink this cup of tea mindfully. I'm going to comb my hair with mindfulness. Or I'm going to brush my teeth with mindfulness. So start from somewhere. Introduce something to your life. So it doesn't take extra time. While you are doing activities, you can do it mindfulness. I'm going to cook, but I'm going to cook with mindfulness. So I will not burn overcook, or I will cook very delicious food. So cut your veggie with mindfulness. So all the physical activities that you are doing are to be done with mindfulness, whatever the profession you are. So this is one way of developing mindfulness related to your bodily activities. The second field is feelings. Feelings are rising and passing away every single moment. Like while we are sitting by the side of a river, the water is flowing exactly in the same manner, feelings are flowing. Like we are sitting by the side of the sea and we can see these sea waves, the waves are rising one after another, exactly in the same manner. In our mind, feelings are rising and passing away. Happy feelings come into existence and eventually they will pass away. Unhappy feelings come and they too will pass away. Neutral feelings, they will pass away. Don't let yourself to be carried out by your emotions. Do not let yourself to be carried out by your feelings. Watch them. With detached attitude, just simply watch them. This is the second way of developing mindfulness. Once in a while, take a break. Look into your own feelings. What kind of feelings am I having? Just watch it. That's it. Don't cling it. Don't try to modify it. Just watch it. That's it. Bear attention. This is the second way. Third way is observing your own mental structure. Every time we have conditioned state of our mind, we always condition our mind, either in a positive way or negative way. From time to time, take off from your work, close your eyes and look at your own mind. Most of the time, we look at the outside. We do not look in. We look out. We look out and then we create something inside. But we do not know what we are creating because we are not mindful. So once in a while, from time to time, watch your thoughts, watch your own mind, watch the state of your mind. And this is called Chittanupassana. Developing mindfulness based on your own thoughts. But of course, then the fourth aspect of it, applying the Dhamma. We learn a lot of Dhamma in the class. Here, Dhamma related to Four Noble Truths, related to five aggregates of clinging, related to five hindrances. Whatever the Dhamma that we learn here in the class, or whatever the Dhamma that you learn, this Dhamma is within your body and within your mind, and try to understand them within the body and mind. For example, Buddha says, suffering, unsatisfactory. Cause of it is attachment. So you apply it. When I have clinging, when I have attachment, does this happen? Is it true? You must test it by yourself. Buddha talks about mental hindrances, defilements. When these defilements arise, understand they are as defilements. When these defilements change and disappear, understand that they have changed and disappeared. In this way, apply the Dhamma and use these Dhamma as a field to develop mindfulness. So in this way, when we develop mindfulness to a great extent, to high extent, we will break through the delusion and we will achieve the enlightenment.